The FBI has now joined in the investigation into the contamination of Flint's drinking water. That's in addition to the federal prosecutor and state attorney general, Bill Schuette. The announcement comes in advance of tomorrow's House committee hearing into this public health disaster. Meantime, leaders at the local, state, and federal levels are trying to piece together money and strategies to get the lead out of the water and help the kids who've been exposed to that lead. One of those seeking solutions and money is U.S. Senator Gary Peters, who is with us now. Hello, Senator. Thank you for joining us.
Well, good to be with you, Cynthia.
Tell us more about this legislation that you announced Monday at Flint's Hurley Medical Center.
What I announced yesterday was a focus on what is going to be an absolutely critical component of dealing with particularly the children in Flint who have been impacted in a very significant way. And what the bill does is expand Head Start, which is probably one of the most successful federal programs ever that invest in children at a young age before they get to kindergarten to give them the tools they need in order to be successful. And given the insidious impact of lead on brain development, we know that children in particular have been impacted as a result of the lead exposure in Flint. That exposure will last a lifetime. You need to have intensive educational wraparound, particularly very early. And if you look at Flint, about 6,000 children currently are eligible for the Head Start program, but unfortunately only about 1,000 are actually enrolled. We need to increase that number dramatically. We need to get funding to open those slots, and hopefully we can get every child into a Head Start program.
Now, would this be a one-time chunk of money that you're looking for?
It's actually over a five-year period, and so we would capture all of the children who have been exposed, those who are born to the fifth year before they get into kindergarten, so it would be an additional appropriation to provide additional Head Start slots for the next 5 years for that cohort of children who have been exposed.
What do you think the price tag will be for this?
It could initially be $50 million, then it, of course, goes down over time. But it's a very important investment, as Dr. Mona, who is, as you know, was very involved in identifying this problem and is working with these children. As she said very clearly during the press conference, this is an investment that pays huge dividends long term. It's better to deal with these children early to make sure that they have the services they need early, and it'll prevent an awful lot of trouble down the road.
Senator, what's the amendment you're going to hope will be voted on this week?
The amendment that we're working on, with Senator Stabenow, is to address primarily the infrastructure issue. As we're working in Flint, and I spent all day yesterday in Flint and delivering water with folks, you know, it's just simply unacceptable that you have to live on bottled water. People need safe, clean drinking water at the tap. We need to have infrastructure improvements. It's pretty clear that a lot of the pipes that have been damaged, especially the older lead pipes, need to be replaced. And so the amendment that we're offering will bring federal resources to supplement what the state is doing. We've got to be very clear. This is a state responsibility first and foremost. It happened under a state-appointed emergency manager that was looking at cost-cutting versus the impact to the people. The state needs to step up, but we're going to do everything we can to provide additional federal resources to make sure that we can replace pipes and get clean water flowing as quickly as possible.
And is this what we've heard, that you'll be seeking $600 million in federal money?
That is the initial amount we put in. We're in negotiations right now, but how that split up was $400 million, which would be a matching fund. The state would put up money, then the federal government would match that to do infrastructure. And then we have a $200 million appropriation over a 10-year period to create a center of excellence as to how to deal with a population that has been exposed to lead. How do we coordinate medical services, educational services, all of that coming together? We've got the University of Michigan in Flint. We've got Michigan State. We've got Hurley Hospital. We've got a number of health providers. We'd like to create a center of excellence to deal with this issue that will be helpful not only to the people of Flint, but will actually be an opportunity for us to be prepared for other crises that could occur in other cities around the country. And certainly you could see other things similar to Flint happen, given our aging infrastructure, older urban areas. There are a lot of lead pipes. There's a lot of potential problems buried underneath the ground all across the country.
And, Senator, we understand you're hoping Governor Snyder will pressure his fellow Republicans on Capitol Hill to say yes to this $600 million. And what's the governor's credibility like these days on the Hill?
Well, certainly, you know, we are going to work very aggressively to get resources, both Debbie Stabenow and I, but we're Democrats. So we're in the minority in the Senate. The Republicans control both the House and the Senate here in Congress. I'd certainly hope that our local Republicans in Michigan would step up and work to get this passed so that we can do it in a bipartisan basis. You know, my view is when you're dealing with folks who have been poisoned by lead and and the impact particularly on children. This should not be a Democratic issue. It shouldn't be a Republican issue. This is just quite simply a human rights issue, that it's fundamental that people have access to clean drinking water. I hope we can join together in a bipartisan way and not look at it in a partisan framework. This is about practical common sense problem solving for a very significant problem, and I hope we all come together.
Are you aware of any efforts at all that Governor Snyder's team has undertaken in Congress on behalf of the people of Flint?
He has requested federal money to help in the process. So he has made repeated requests, but you have to do a little bit of work and roll up your sleeves, particularly with his own party.
And we know the state of Michigan would have to match that federal money, so that's if you can get the federal money through Congress in the first place. So what is your sense of the political will in Lansing and on Capitol Hill to make all of this happen?
Well, first and foremost, it has to be in Lansing. I mean, let's be very clear. This is a state problem that was created by the state. And in my view, if you break it, you have to fix it. And that's the state of Michigan. It's clear. This is an emergency manager under state control. This is the state Department of Environmental Quality. It's very clear the state needs to step up. Certainly pleased that they appropriated $28 million for the crisis. But I think everybody on the ground, everybody who has looked at this, knows that that is a small amount compared to what is actually going to be needed. So it's very important for the state to step up. We're going to do our part here in Washington to try to generate additional resources, federal resources, to supplement what the state is doing. But it certainly makes it a lot more difficult to get federal resources when the state of Michigan, the folks who are responsible for this crisis, are not willing to step up themselves. They need to do it. They need to be stronger. And we need to see more leadership.
Senator, what of your colleagues who will say, well, hey, there are a lot of places, and you just mentioned that, where aging infrastructure is a problem. And so why should we open the floodgates to all of these other places coming and expecting federal help for a local problem? I mean, I guess, in other words, why Flint?
Why Flint? This is just like a hurricane hitting or a tornado. This is a crisis, although it is a man-made crisis, granted. But nevertheless, this is something that hit the people of Flint in a significant way for no fault on their own. But if you look at the broader issue of infrastructure, we need to come together. The price tag for fixing infrastructure all across the country is a very large one. We have it for our bridges and our highways. We just passed a comprehensive transportation bill here in Washington to supplement what states are doing when it comes to roads and bridges. But when you're thinking infrastructure, you've got to think of the infrastructure under the ground as well, and that's sewer systems and water systems all across the country. We need to focus at the local, state, and federal level to understand that we have underinvested in these critical projects, and we all have to come together to make sure that these projects are functioning, that they provide healthy water, provide services that are necessary for a modern civilization. We can't let this go on any longer. If anything, this is should hopefully be a wake-up call to the whole country that we can't continue to not invest in infrastructure and think that everything's going to keep working okay for the future. Now, of course, in the Flint case, this is a little different in the fact that we know that highly corrosive water was put into the system, and decisions were made not to put the chemicals in necessary to bind it. It was a series of mistakes and missteps that occurred, which means this is something that requires some emergency funding. But in the future, we need to be a lot more thoughtful about how we manage our infrastructure and how we invest in our infrastructure.
Speaking of the series of mistakes, your colleagues on the House are going to have the first Capitol Hill Committee hearing tomorrow into the Flint water. What will you be looking for from that hearing?
Well, I hope it's a balanced hearing. I know that the Republicans want to focus a lot on the EPA, and that's fine. We need to ask questions of the EPA, and I'm concerned about some of the things that happened there. But we need to have it focused. I hope that they ask the tough questions of the state officials. Unfortunately, I think I don't know who will be there. I know the governor is not going to be there. I understand the emergency manager who actually made these decisions, he may not be attending as well. So I'm not sure what the witness list is. I think the first question you have to ask is who's testifying and what did they know.
We have heard these reports that former emergency manager Darnell Early may decline to testify. What does that say to you?
It says they don't want to talk about it. It's pretty clear, and they need to. We need to find out exactly what happened. Although I will say, you know, it's certainly accountability is extremely important. Right now we've got Department of Justice investigation. You got the state attorney general doing an investigation. The EPA has asked the IG to do an investigation. So there's a lot of that occurring, which is important. But I want to stay focused on what I think is the most important thing at this moment, and that's getting clean, safe drinking water to the people of Flint and the children of Flint. I'm focused on fixing that infrastructure, getting the wraparound services for all the people of Flint, but particularly the children in terms of education and health care and nutrition. Nutrition is absolutely essential right now, particularly for children and brain development. We've got to have fresh vegetables, foods. All of that type of thing has to happen right now. So my primary focus is getting the resources necessary to help the folks on the ground who are living with this nightmare. And I saw it yesterday walking door to door, and folks who are very pleased to get their bottled water, but also saying, you know, we can't live, we can't bathe, we can't cook. It's just using bottled water, that's not the way to live. So let's fix that, and then we can focus on some of the accountability issues, which are important. But the crisis is still very alive right now.
Where do you see the line between coming up with solutions and money and figuring out what happened and then politicizing it? Where does that line lie for you?
Let's hope we don't politicize this. This is about, first and foremost, making sure that the folks of Flint are taken care of, and the harm that has been brought to them is mitigated as much as possible. That has to be our primary focus. Accountability issues are important because we need to know what happened.
Senator Gary Peters, thanks for taking time to be on the program today.
My pleasure, as always.